Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled Killing Sacred Cows was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
What I want to do tonight, after I've made all of these statements, is to say that if God is not the one who's putting bad things on you, then why are there so many bad things happening? Well, there's one of two obvious answers, and that is we have an enemy, the devil, who's going about and he's attacking people, and there are certain things that are from the devil. Or either it's us who is allowing it, and the truth is there's probably a combination of the two. But what this does, it puts personal responsibility upon us. And I think that this is the reason that the kind of doctrine that I'm describing from the Word, and I believe that this is what the Word teaches, I think that this is why it's as rare as hen's teeth that people believe this. Because you know what? It makes you responsible. And we live in a society and a church culture that does not want to make anybody responsible. It's not your fault. It was done to you. You have no responsibility for being a homosexual. That's just the way that you were born. That's not true. It's always a choice. God made them Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Nobody was born a homosexual. It's a choice. God loves you, and you can be forgiven of that, and there's life after homosexuality, but it's a choice. Don't blame God. God didn't make you that way. God didn't make you commit adultery. You have to accept responsibility. And yet people today are trying to find a gene that made you an alcoholic. A gene that makes you fat. You don't have to receive any responsibility for your own weight. It's just you don't understand. It's the way it is in my family. I have a type A personality and I can't help it. This is the way I was born. Wrong. You were born in sin. That's a character trait of sin that was acquired. And yes, you've got a sin nature, but you get born again. You get a new nature and you can live differently. You do not have to be a jerk because your parents were jerks. You can choose to be different. But see, people don't like that. They like to say, it's that woman that you gave me. That's what Adam did. God, it's her fault and you're the one that gave her to me. Nobody wants to accept responsibility. But the truth is, as long as you say that somebody else, society, the color of your skin, your economic situation, something that you can't control is the problem, then you can never be a victor. You'll always be a victim because you can't change other people. You can't change society. You can't change who you were born to, what time you were born, what town you were born in. Those things happen outside of your control. And if that's the problem, then you're the victim. And this is the way that most people live their life, is I'm a victim. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm telling you, that's not true. The Lord gave you a choice. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, He says, Behold, I call heaven and earth to record against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. God gave you the choice. He gave you a choice. And for you to say, I don't have any choice. This is the way my genes are. It's my hormones. I can't control it. Then you're invalidating the Word of God. The Word of God says you choose. It's your choice. And He even helped you. This should be a no-brainer. Choose life or death. Blessing or cursing. It shouldn't be a hard test. But just in case anybody's struggling, He says, A's the answer. Choose life. Amen. He gave you the answer to this pop quiz. He told you which to choose. But it's your choice. As you think in your heart, that's the way that you are, Proverbs 23:7. It's not as it happens to you, that's the way that you are. No, it's the way you process it. You can take people from the same family that were raised in an alcoholic home, have the exact same gene pool, have the same environment, have the same family, have the same friends, and one will become an alcoholic and the other will go the other direction and hate it so much they go the opposite direction. They had a choice. It's wrong for you to sit there and say, I can't help it. You can help it. I just can't help but gain weight. I just don't know what's happening. I look at food and gain weight. That's not true. I don't know how it happens. That's not true. Most of you haven't been spoon-fed since you were little babies. Nobody is pushing that food in your mouth. You are sticking everything you eat in your mouth. And I promise you, if you didn't eat anything, you would not gain weight. You are making choices that cause you to gain weight. Some people may have a greater disposition, but I can guarantee you, every one of us can make choices and you could control your body. You could quit smoking if you wanted to. I had a woman come for prayer this last week who had COPD and she had emphysema and COPD. She could barely breathe. She was on oxygen. And the woman just, she was all bent over and couldn't even take a deep breath. Her chest was just scarred and all of these problems. And I said, "Are you still smoking?" And she said, "Yes." And she wanted me to pray that she'd be healed. And I said, "You know what? God loves you and God wants to heal you. But I said, if I drive this sickness out of your body and yet you're smoking, it's like driving him out the back door and leaving the front door and all the windows open. He's going to come back in 7 times worse." I said, "You aren't going to get free until you quit giving place to the devil. You're empowering him to do what he's doing." And she says, I can't stop. I said, "You can stop smoking." She says, "No, I can't." And I said, "If I had a gun pointed to your head, and if you smoke a cigarette, I'll kill you. Could you quit smoking?" And she says, "I think I could." And I said, "See, you can quit. You just lack motivation." I said, "You could do it. Every one of you could quit doing it. You could quit pornography. You can quit doing this stuff. There, you need to accept responsibility. And accepting responsibility is the first step to not being a victim anymore. And yet we have this mentality that I can't help it. It's just..." And so it plays into this victim mentality for religion to come along and say, "Well, it's just up to God, whatever God's will is. Let's just pray and say, Lord, if it be thy will," and then you pray. And if the person falls over dead, "Oh, it must have been God's will." And if they get healed, you say, "I prayed for that." You can't lose. But if you start believing that it's God's will for everybody to be healed, then you know what? If they don't get healed, you or them or something was wrong. Because if it was God's will, why didn't it come to pass? And I want to address part of that tonight and share. This is one of the most important things that I feel God ever showed me. And it's a balance between what is God's part and what is our part. What is it that God does and what do we do? This is where people miss it. They know that God can heal, but am I just supposed to pray and then wait on God, or is there something that I can do? And this is where a lot of people are missing it, is because they are waiting on God to do what he told them to do. And then there's a lot of us that have taken responsibility for doing things that only God is supposed to do. You got to have a clear idea. What is God's part? What is our part? How do we do this? And I tell you, this really has made a huge difference in my life. This is like a foundation of much of the stuff that God has shown me. Look at this in Ephesians chapter 2, and I'll use this verse to start talking about this. Ephesians chapter 2, and in verse 8, it says, "For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God." Next verse says, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." You are saved by grace through faith. And that not of yourselves. You can interpret that as that salvation is not of yourselves. It has to come from God. And that's certainly true. You can also say that that faith that you're saved by is not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. You have to have God literally give you his faith. Faith comes by hearing. And when you hear, God's faith supernaturally enables you to believe and receive. And so you are saved by grace through faith. Now this is really important. You're going to have to use your brain to get this. And I'm sorry, I know that most people don't come to think. You want to be entertained. It's like a cheerleading deal. You want somebody to stand up here and rah-rah and get you all excited. And But you know what? If you'd use your brain for something besides a hat rack, it's amazing what you could receive from the Word of God. You got to think to get this. But it says you're saved by grace through faith. You're saved by a combination of those two, not one or the other. And most of the body of Christ is divided into different groups. And you have the grace group over here that preaches it's just up to God. It's totally the grace of God, whatever God's will is. Like I had a man one time, I was believing for this little girl to be healed. And this pastor came to me and he said, "How dare you think that you can do anything about healing? It's just up to God. If God wants her well, she'll be well. And if He doesn't, she'll die. It's just up to God. Whatever God..." See, that's an extreme grace, that everything is just totally up to God and He controls it and we don't have anything to do with it. That's not true. That is not true. But on the other hand, there is another segment of the body of Christ that it's all up to us. And so what they do is fast and pray and bombard heaven, and they will intercede. And they'll, if they don't get their answer, they'll get a prayer chain going and they'll put pressure on God. And they'll get 100 or 1,000 people to twist God's arm. And we're not going to let go until God comes out. And they are going to make God move. That's usually called the faith group. And so we have the grace group and we have the faith group, and the faith group are over there saying, "Man, you're just saying whatever will be," and that's wrong. And then the grace group's over there, you're trying to manipulate God and you think it's all your power. What is the proper response? Notice that the Scripture says you're saved by grace through faith. You're saved by the combination. If you take grace by itself and only emphasize grace, it'll kill you. If you take faith by itself and only emphasize faith, it will kill you. You aren't saved by grace. You aren't saved by faith. You're saved by grace through faith. It's the combination of the two. It's very similar to sodium and chloride. Did you know that sodium and chloride are both poisons? If you take enough sodium, it'll kill you. If you take enough chloride, it'll kill you. They're poisons. But if you mix them together, it becomes salt and you'll die without it.
This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1063C or DVD series R3207D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK-159 titled, "Who's Responsible?" when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I believe that the truths I'm sharing could transform lives all around the world, and I'm doing everything I can to get this word out. We reach over 200 million homes worldwide, but you know what? There's still millions of homes to go. And if you haven't yet become a partner with our Gospel Truth broadcast, I'd like to ask you to pray about it and then become a monthly partner with us. There are people all of the time who receive benefit from this. They are blessed. They listen, watch on a daily basis, and yet they've never given beyond just the materials that they give. I'd like to ask you to help us reach out beyond just your need and reach other people. Please call or write today.